I'm joined today by Kristen Kraft and Mayalu Banatwala, who are local musicians representing this fantastic music scene here in Cincinnati. And I'm also joined by Sarah Folsom and Matthew Umphreys from Queen City Cabaret. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
We're here to talk about the new book, Rock Tales. And I guess let's start maybe with you, Kristen. How did this whole thing begin?
The whole thing began with Maya and I. We worked together at the bar, side by side, stations adjoining, and we came up with a series of cocktails that we were to have histories attached to. And each time we came up with this cocktail list, they were always musically oriented. So either it was a song or lyrics, an artist, we wanted to honor musicians. And so we decided that we had to work together and make a cocktail book with all of these collections of cocktails that we had been creating throughout the years.
Now, which bar were you working at?
We worked at Japs on Main Street together.
That makes me wonder, are these twists on an old favorite of a cocktail, or are these totally new concoctions that you guys came up with, or is it both?
Both. You know, when we were first concocting our James Brown cocktail, we're like, he's the godfather of soul. Godfather is a cocktail. So how can we amp it up and make it funky? So we have taken the classic cocktails and put a twist on it, but we've also taken it to the next level and we've crafted our own syrups and just come up with the most outrageous garnishes that we can think of that represent maybe a line in a song or honoring that musician or that song through a garnish, through cocktail ingredients.
Now, Maya, in creating this cookbook of cocktails, how do you take something that you can craft in a bar setting and adapt it so this is something that someone can make at home?
Just as long as we give the instructions plainly and we give a nice base for it, it's pretty much limitless because you can see like these sparks everywhere because we're like, but wait, could we use caramel corn popcorn as a syrup? Why not? You know? Oh, we could use this tea that we've never used and it turns blue. Like, sounds wonderful. Let's light a marshmallow on fire. We can really get imaginative and childish sometimes with it.
And Sarah and Matthew, how did Queen City Cabaret become involved with this project?
So it was actually this past Christmas Day. I was lying on the couch and I was on my phone looking at the Cincinnati music scene and what was going on, because that's what Matthew and I are all about with Queen City Cabaret. We want to celebrate the music that has happened here and that is happening here. And we found information about Kristen and Maya's last book. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. They used blue tea and set marshmallows on fire. We got to get in on this. So shortly after that, I think I called Matthew and I was like, you've got to check out these ladies. They're doing something amazing with their previous book and then their next book, which is all about Cincinnati musicians and the music scene here. So we reached out to Kristen and Maya. They said, sure, we'll meet you for a coffee. They liked the idea of us doing a concert in honor of the release of this new book.
So Matthew, I wonder if you could just tell me a little bit more about Queen City Cabaret and what it is.
Yeah, so Sarah and I met in grad school years and years ago now, and we were both kind of living in the opera world at that point in time. After we got out of school, we really realized that playing jazz, playing cabaret music, playing musical theater, all those sorts of things were really what we got most excited about. And so about a year and a half ago, we did our first cabaret concert, not quite yet under the name of Queen City Cabaret, but just to kind of get started. And we really enjoyed it and people really enjoyed coming to it. And so we decided to kind of make it a whole thing. And this will be our last concert of our first season of Queen City Cabaret. Back in the fall, we did a series of concerts based around Rosemary Clooney. And both in Cincinnati and across the river in Covington, we did some concerts and it was super fun. And we were looking to see, you know, how we can expand that. And the Rock Tales book seemed just like a perfect match.
Well, and Kristen, Sarah made mention of the first version of Rock Tales. I remember back in, I think it was October, you had an opening, if you will, at Urban Artifact. What has changed between that volume and this current volume?
So the first book was essentially a documentary of 6 months of Maya and I being a Rock Tales pop-up bar at the Listing Loon, where we would hire a band or DJ for the night and ask them to give us 5 songs from their set, either original or cover, And we designed the cocktail menu based on those tunes. So we transformed the Listing Loon into whatever that night might be. We had Yacht Rocktails, which was super fun. We did that a couple of times because it was just so much fun. And we did a whole bunch of like tiki-inspired Yacht Rocktails. We had a blues night. We had garage rock and roll night. We had 80s pop music video night, which was cool because Dana Hamlin, DJ Cuddly D, she came up with this really cool concept of playing all of the 80s pop music on the video screen. So instead of DJing, it was VJing. So that's where we came up with some of our most playful. I think that's where we kind of blossomed, actually, because we started really thinking about our childhood and listening to these songs and, you know, Flaming Lips. Well, how can we make the Flaming Lips cocktail super cool? It's got to be hot. So what was hot from when we were kids? Red Hots. Let's muddle some Red Hots instead of a sugar cube. And let's make it weird because Flaming Lips is weird. Let's put an IPA beer and mix it with whiskey. And let's then garnish it with wax lips. And it's delicious. This cocktail, you put together these things that you wouldn't normally put together. And it's a refreshing cocktail and it's fun, you know? So that's where we started blossoming and really allowing ourselves to kind of take those classics and all of that science that we learned behind crafting the perfect cocktail and expanding it and substituting irregular bitters for some outlandish bitters that we can find at Party Source. And that's where it becomes accessible for anybody. You know, you can get what we have in our books at Party Source. You can make your own simple syrups. And we teach you how to do that in our next book.
Now, we've mentioned James Brown. We've mentioned Rosemary Clooney. Tell me some of the other local artists that are represented in this book.
We have lesser known artists. For instance, Vicki Anderson was one of James Brown's performers. She backed him up forever. And then she actually went off and did her own career. And it's kind of fun, too, because it's like he did this song called The Popcorn. And Vicki Anderson kind of stepped away from James Brown and had her own career. And she made a song called Mother Popcorn. And he fully supported that and said she was one of his best female singers. So Isley Brothers, which is like my favorite band ever. And then lesser known artists that still need to be represented and honored.
To shout out some of those lesser known artists, Kenny Smith, who was a big soul R&B guy. You know, he wrote hits for all kinds of people and finally laid down his own tracks and kind of had hits on his own. Rusty York with Sugary, Bobby Bear, Lemon Pipers with Green Tambourine. There are these songs that you know, and you had no idea they had this Cincinnati connection. And I just have to say, one of the giant ones that I have to shout out is Nina Simone. When I found out that Nina Simone had a Cincinnati connection, I think I lost my mind.
Well, then walk me through the book, because you have beautiful illustrations, but you have the recipe, you have the write-up, but then each page has a paragraph or two about the Cincinnati connection and why these folks are included.
Absolutely. So the Cincinnati connection, we wanted to make sure that that was the highlight, the special part of this book. So a lot of the artists, perhaps they lived in Cincinnati or in the area. They grew up here or they recorded on major labels that were in Cincinnati. King Records, Fraternity Records, Jewel Records. There were a series of labels in Cincinnati. And also what was huge was WLW, radio station. So these artists would come from all over the place to be in Cincinnati and make their way as a musical artist. And the cool thing about James Brown in Cincinnati is not only did he record on King, but he kind of set up camp here. And he made way for all kinds of different R&B, funk, and soul players to make a name for themselves, such as Vicki Anderson, Bobby Bird, Bootsy Collins. They were all kind of connected to James Brown and King Records. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that everybody understands what their connection is to Cincinnati.
It's a beautiful book. Can you tell me about some of the artwork and illustration that goes into this book?
For the artist renderings, we decided to go with Dylan Spieg, who is a wonderful artist, illustrator, painter, photographer. He has beautifully drawn every artist and honored them to the highest degree. And then we have a photographer named Angie Lipscomb, and she has taken professional pictures of all the cocktails. And we did that again at the Listing Loon in Northside because it's kind of our home base. Jenny Jenkins from Renegade Babes. And she's doing all the layout work for our book. We're doing that.
Well, she also has a really strong feminine stamp that she's putting on our brand, which is important to us. I mean, people, every time we have a conversation, or Maya and I both bartend, every time we're talking about this, people are like, oh, did you put this artist in? Oh, why didn't you put this artist in? That person had the same hit as this person. And we had to just kind of say, well, look, we could only have 30 artists. And we really wanted to make sure that we represented females in this book as well. And making it so that we can move forward and do, you know, Cleveland Rock Tales, Memphis Rock Tales, Nashville Rock Tales.
And then we're being published through the Roebling Books Publishing Company. And it's through Richard Hunt, who is just such a talent, and he owns Roebling Books in Covington.
Very you guys cozy. Are covering both sides of the river. This is great. So Sarah and Matthew, I want to go back to you and talk about the event, May 17th, Cafe Vivace. What's going on that night?
So that night is just going to be kind of a festival of all things Cincinnati. Obviously, Kristen and Maya will be there. We will have the book. They'll be making two of their signature cocktails from the book for audience members. And also folks will get a chance to purchase the book at the show. We've also brought in a wonderful band of all professional Cincinnati musicians. Joel Greenberg on guitar, Brian Berwanger on bass, David Abraham on drums. And also we're so excited, we're going to be joined by Vince Stroud of Just Vince and the Fellas and also the group Second Wind, who's going to come in and just totally bring the James Brown. Brent Gallagher there has been awesome to us. I guess you could say that's kind of our home base. So we're really excited about the show.
And we've picked a whole lineup of music that is basically straight out of the book. All of the artists of the music that'll be played that night is straight from the book. So, yeah, we've got some James Brown, Big Maybelle, yes. Skeeter Davis, Nina Simone a little bit, some Rosemary Clooney, of course. Between Vince and Sarah will also be singing. I'll be playing the piano. So we've got hopefully a whole evening that's just kind of a total mashup of both of the Rock Tales and the Queen City Cabaret brand. So.
And Maya and Kristen are going to sing, too. I think all three of us are doing a Nina Simone song. We couldn't help ourselves.
She's amazing.
I'm really grateful for you all coming in and spending the time with me today. And before we end, I want to ask you about the dedication and the recipe from Harv.
Oh, thank you for asking.
She was really an awesome DJ. She played all over and she just touched everybody that she came into contact with. If you were in the same room as her, you just felt loved. And she unfortunately came down with ALS a few years ago and we just lost her recently. And Kristen and I worked really closely with her when she was DJing at Jops for several years. And there is a cocktail that she always ran to the side of the bar and was like, all right, make the Harv. Can you make the Harv for me? I was like, yeah, it's kind of like a milkshake. And I, which is fun because she was like
a big kid.
She was a big sister
to
everybody.
She had 13 godchildren. One of the coolest memories was we had just kind of met and I have a child. And she invited me with all of her godchildren and my child to go to the zoo. She took us all there, put all our kids on the carousel, fed them hot chocolate, and just wanted to be there with them. And she healed people with her music, and she was music, and she was love.
Well, Kristen, Maya Lou, Sarah, Matthew, thank you all for coming in and talking to me today about Rock Tales, Volume 1.
Volume 1.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My thanks to musicians and mixologists Kristen Kraft and Maya Lou Banatwala, as well as Sarah Folsom and Matthew Umphreys from Queen City Cabaret, for stopping by to talk about Rock Tales, Volume 1. The book release event takes place Friday, May 17th at Cafe Vivace. Audience members will be able to purchase the book, meet the authors, and try a signature cocktail from one of the recipes. And as always, you can find links to more information at our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan.
My green tambourine. Drop a dime before